doing, South by Southwest? Please welcome ASCAT Matt Besser, Anthony Atamanek, John Nevelin, and Danielle Schneider.
Hey!
Oh!
Hey!
Okay. Wow, how are you guys doing? Let's all talk, because I think we need to adjust this a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is good.
How's everybody doing?
This is a good...
I think we got to turn down everything a little bit.
This sounds perfect.
Okay.
This
is
yes.
Much better.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Again, guys, 2 years ago, I was getting on a plane to come here, and it all got shut down. So I'm so happy to be here. Let's give all of ourselves a hand, right? Yeah, thanks for being here. We've done ASCAT here, it feels like, for like 10 years. So we're glad to be back here at Esther's Follies. Now, if you've never seen it before, this is how it works. We're going to get a suggestion, a word. Then one of us is going to be inspired by that word, tell a story, and then we're going to do some scenes based on that story. It's just that simple. So since I can see this section, I'm going to start out with you guys. Give me one word, someone over here.
Cheese.
I heard over here, what'd you say?
Cheese.
Cheese. There you go. Cheese. Does that inspire anything with you guys?
Cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese. So much of it.
Yeah, there's a whole cheese tobe. Has anybody been to the Cheeto House or whatever it's called? Cheeto World?
What's the Cheeto World?
Am I the only one aware of it? Isn't there some Cheetos thing here?
Here?
You went to it?
No. What is it?
2 hours.
What is it?
A 2-hour line for Cheetos. Wouldn't that suck if you sat for 2 hours and give you a little Cheeto bag?
Wait, can I ask what happens there?
It's a showcase of all hands-free technology so that if you
have Cheeto dust on your hands... Oh, does that have to do with Cheetos?
Hands, so if you have Cheeto dust on your hands, you don't have to touch anything. It's all hands-free.
Oh, I thought it was like the M&M store.
No. So, I can't see people eating Cheetos, though.
So it's specifically...
We cut to this place. Excuse me, you work here?
Yeah.
This Cheeto thing? I'm really into this hands-free technology. I've been hearing
great.
About,
yeah. Cool.
Especially with Cheetos?
Yeah. Yeah, you're a big Cheeto eater. You go to a lot of different events where they have small bags of snack chips?
I'm a late night Cheeto eater.
Oh, okay. Great. Cool.
Do you see how that might be a problem? If I want to be hands free?
I do, and I want to...
Sometimes I wake up with an orange penis.
Right. Hey, you know, this is a family venue.
I know. That's why I'm whispering.
You're not. You're speaking at full diaphragmatic volume at me. In AR environment.
Okay. I heard it's hands-free. I want to know how to eat Cheetos. Yeah.
I get it.
Ew.
Thank you.
She came right up to me.
Listen, man.
To be offended.
Come back behind the beaded curtain. That's where we have all the jerk shit.
Oh, it's twice as big back here.
Yeah.
There's more people back here.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, I still have the orange penis. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Don't worry.
Look, my mouth is so orange.
I know. We do oral, fisting, jerking, sucking, anything you want.
I just want to masturbate and eat Cheetos.
All right, so
I'm very conservative.
This is the first tech, okay? Now, this is a haptic cock sock, okay?
Is it okay if we still stand here too?
Yes. There's also a haptic bean, and both of these, the haptic bean fits over the woman's clitoris, and then you see this tongue here.
Please.
With the needles.
Don't call it that.
I'm sorry, clit dingy. So you put the haptic tongue here. So this is for virtual excitement, right? So if we just go
here. How do I eat the Cheetos?
You're gonna be eating Cheetos the entire time, dude. That's the point. The point is not to remove the Cheetos or to somehow get the orange shit off your fingers. It's the idea that you can power maw Cheetos while this haptic cock sock massages your penis like someone is blowing you or sucking you or fisting you.
Okay, this is great.
Sorry. And
close the beads, please.
So why don't we just take one for the test drive, okay?
All right, is it cool back here?
Yeah, anything goes back here. Okay, it's just in the front where, like, you know, people who are, like, saying, like, we waited 4 hours to get in there. They're not there to get their shit off.
Right,
okay?
that's worth 4 hours.
That's worth 4 hours. So, here, okay. Let me just...
I'm gonna edit this scene, so... cheese, what's that? Anybody have a cheese monologue? I'm trying to think
yeah,
how
I do.
Cheese affects me. There you go, Tony.
Well, I mean, it's direct in some ways. It's particularly about blue cheese. And I think about blue cheese, then makes me think of this taco I make that... I've made since I was about 12 years old, and it's not a good taco at all. It is ground beef with curry powder in it, with melted cheddar, and then I take blue cheese dressing, and I pour that on top of the taco, and I eat that, and it smells and tastes like vomit. Like, you know when vomit's in your mouth, and you can taste that bile? That's what the taco tastes like. But I love it. I love this taco. And one of the things, my big issues with blue cheese dressing is that there's a mayonnaise-based blue cheese dressing, which is fucking disgusting. It's really gross. Like, mayonnaise and blue cheese should not be combined. But sour cream and blue cheese, because you're nodding, so I'm with you. Sour cream and blue cheese, a little salt and chives, is where to go. And I get so irate when people mistreat blue cheese. And I also get upset when people judge it. Because it's one of the tastiest fucking cheeses you will ever have. Don't shake your head at me. But this really goes more to suburban boy cooking, like...
I read about this restaurant. Bachelors. It's just, it's all stuff that a bachelor would make.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it's mostly cereal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I hear it's a lot of mayonnaise dishes.
There's just something that says pickles.
Yeah, that's a whole section of things to do with pickles. And, oh, you can dip them in anything.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Hi there.
Hi, welcome to Bachelors. Have you had a chance to peruse our menu?
Well, we're a couple,
so... Yeah, but do you have any specials?
Specials?
Yeah.
We do. There's... we have some wonderful chicken wings that have been in the fridge since we ordered from Wingstop, I think, last Friday. And we have some waffle fries, but only like 3.
Are they hard?
Huh?
Are they hard?
Oh, they're the hardest.
I hear the food is very hard here.
Yes. I heard
we have some Chex Mix.
Yes, and I heard there's just the film of a soup. I would love
just
to try
the top
that.
Of
just
the soup?
Just the top of the film of the soup.
Well, because I'm not going to wash the dishes if those guys aren't going to wash the dishes, right? So it stays in there, and it becomes, if you give it a few days, you scoop it out, and it sort of curls on the spoon.
Sounds delicious. To try it.
Uh-huh. You would?
Is there a tasting menu?
Do you have anything with a cigarette butt in it?
Have you seen a pack? I'll smoke a butt. I haven't, nobody's going out. Have you seen a butt?
No, I haven't. That's why I was looking for one. I'm sorry, honey. I haven't been a bachelor in a while. I just wanted to get that experience. I can barely understand the menu anymore.
That wasn't a cut on you.
Table,
it felt like...
Table-sized gravity bong.
Yes,
oh,
please.
Wow.
Yes,
I remember
please.
These.
Yes.
These are complicated.
All right. You can't continue.
This is Mr. Zaberko. He's the landlord, and he's our neighbor.
And Dr. Zaberko, the landlord.
Sorry, doctor.
These boys will not pay rent, but they have given me a responsibility here, and I am able to take money from customer to cover rent. Now,
okay,
would
is
you...
everyone here that works here a bachelor?
Yeah, well...
I'm a widower.
He's a widower.
Yes.
And then at the bar, it's just sad divorcees?
Hmm?
At the bar, it's just sad divorcees, I
think. Yeah, some of them seem to be having a good time. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
This is an extra large pretzel, plastic pretzel jug that our pretzels have been eaten out of, and we remove the top.
Oh, fancy.
Taking the top off. Now we have an old Dr. Pepper bottle, 2 liter. It is also empty but not washed out. This adds more flavor with the marijuana.
See, this is more fun than Benihana.
No, it's not.
We take the cap and the bowl. We have cut a very small hole in the cap, a pinch, there. And then we take the bowl and press it through. Now, if you want, you can seal it with something, but this seal will hold just for tonight.
The doctor makes a fresh gravity bong every night for each customer. This is bespoke. This is for you.
Sink water.
Now, you love sink water.
I do.
Take the cap off. Put the bottle in the gravity bong. Mm-hmm. Now load it with some fresh ground seeds and stems picked out. Very cheap weed we bought in the park.
All right, let's get another word. Over here, how about? Give me a word. Lording?
Nordic.
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 Nordic. Nordic. How would you use that?
I think of like a Nordic track.
Yeah, that's what I think of. What does it actually mean?
It's relating to things that are Norse.
Norse.
Okay.
Sweden, yeah. Like Norway. Viking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vikings. Well, my son is named Odin.
There you go.
Which is, of course, a Norse god. I don't. I don't know if it's gone to his head. Because it was just his name for a long time, and then he like got into Marvel, and it's like, you know, it's sort of fun to be like, oh, Odin is Thor's dad. You like Thor.
Dad, can I talk to you?
Sure.
I just sometimes feel like I don't live up to kind of the name you gave me, and it's just really hard, you know?
My little Wonder Woman. I don't understand what you're saying, Wonder Woman.
Well, it's just Wonder Woman. Schwartz.
Come on, Wonder Woman.
No, but it's like, Dad, wait, but Wonder Woman. Yeah. Caroline Schwartz. It's a
great name.
No, but it's like, it's a lot.
Should I name you X-12 like Elon Musk?
No, but I just feel like I'm not a Wonder Woman. I'm 12 years old. I'm not even a woman. It's just a lot of pressure.
I discussed this with your mom. I said maybe we should call her Wonder Girl until she's 18, and then she can become
but
Wonder Woman.
But why couldn't
Woman.
You just, like, all my friends are named Samantha or Carrie or Astronomer. And I just
Look,
want to
sweet.
Be something normal.
I wanted to name you Iron Man. And I was talked into Wonder Woman by your mom.
Well, I don't like either of them. Why, isn't there a baby naming book? I guess I'm here because I'm changing my name, and I thought you should know, and I'm legally changing
there,
my
you,
name.
You want to see the baby naming? Because we kept it. We got it. And I understand why people get that book, because it's hard to think of names.
It's really, why is it so hard?
Because what are you doing? You getting the baby naming book?
Sweet.
Don't show. We talked about this. We said we weren't going to show her the baby naming book.
I am going to show her. I keep it behind the
like
joy of sex.
Wonder Woman, shut your eyes.
I want to see what I could have been named.
Read a few names in there and see how powerful they seem.
Lisa.
Lisa? What does a Lisa do? What does Lisa even mean?
What does she do, Lisa Carr?
Is that the power you want? You're Wonder Woman, not Carly, sir.
But it just feels like I fit in with like a Lisa, or look at this blanket.
Blanket?
Yes.
Isn't that Michael Jackson's kid's name?
Yes.
In there?
That's
yes.
in there?
Yes.
Blanket?
Blanket.
It's supposed to be a recent book. Blanket did make it. Maybe we should have used this book more. It does have some
did
good
you
names.
Only read the first page? There's
yeah, I just saw Amy, Lisa, Karen. I fell asleep.
Yeah, Lisa, Blanket. It's fun because it's a not alphabetical baby naming book.
So we got a dog finally, and I was like, ah, now's the time I can use the name. But then my daughter wanted to fucking name her. So, but then she came with the name Hula, and we were like, well, let's play a game. My daughter picked a name, which was Roxy, but we also kind of liked Hula, so we did a competition where we put food on two pieces of paper. One said Hula, one said Roxy, and then Hula ran to Hula. So that was,
That's a good way to make decisions, right, folks? Putting food on choices and see what people run to.
That's what we decided.
Hey, John, thanks for coming over. Danielle, he's here.
Oh. Hey.
Okay, we just want to settle an argument,
yeah.
Okay? Okay?
You didn't want to call me on the phone?
No.
No. Definitely not on the phone.
You can't do what we need you to do on the phone.
Okay. This summer, we're thinking about going on vacation, okay?
But it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a 3-month vacation. We haven't been on vacation for 2 years. No one has, okay? And we.
That's the whole summer.
The
entire season.
It is. So we have two choices of where we're going to go. We're not going to tell you which one of us wants to go where, but we put one choice on a piece of paper underneath that dish of food over there.
What kind of food is that? Is that just food?
It's
just a plate of food?
It's food, donuts. It's food.
Okay. You'll see when you get near it.
Can I ask you a question? Do you eat food?
I do. It's
then
weird.
Then what is the problem?
It's just bizarre. I've never...
It's food.
It's clearly food, but I don't know which.
It's not your business.
That's part of it. You get to look at the food.
Okay.
There's also food over there on top of another piece of paper that's another
food.
Destination.
The different food.
Different food.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just make sure you're equidistant. Okay, yeah. I just don't want you to go to one food because you're closer to it. Because I know that's your nature. All right. When I say three, you get to have whatever food you want, but it can only be one of them.
Which do I want? I don't know what the food is.
Well, that's part of it.
Excuse me. When you said, you know that's my nature, to go towards food that I'm closer to...
I've been at parties with you. We walk in the door and I see the best food on the far end of the house, but I see you dart towards like biscuits and stuff.
Well, you're very tall. You can see the food all the way on the other end. I think that's the only food. This is that one party we went to where there was food in multiple places all over the house. This is that one time.
But you knew about it. You knew about it, and still you chose the closest.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that party. Let's be here in this moment, because the food is getting cold. But it's all yours, buddy. That's why I called you at dinner time. Whichever plate you want, but not both plates.
Okay.
And this is a decision that will affect the rest of our lives.
Well, this summer.
Summer.
Well, but that's 3 months. You said it yourself.
I guess, honestly, I'm going to go this way. Because it does feel...
Look at that food.
He's eating it.
He's not eating it yet. He's sniffing at it.
He's eating it.
He's not eating it yet.
It's gazpacho. What do you mean about it getting cold?
He's eating it.
I do like gazpacho.
Oh, he's not even using the spoon.
No, we gave you a spoon.
Spoon. This is a see-through spoon. I didn't... Is this... I feel degraded.
Well, we're going to Spain, I guess.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can we have another word, please? From this area. What'd you say? Dixie? Okay. Dixie. That's not even a noun, is it?
Well, it's the South, right? That's what they call it?
No, are we in Dixie? No, we're now. Someone just said cups. No, it means cups. Is what Dixie means.
But it
means.
Also means. I mean, no, I'm not I wrong.
Yeah, that song is not about cups.
What is Dixie? What is the meaning of Dixie?
Someone must know.
The chick.
The chicks?
The chicks.
I think,
chicks is,
I think
they
the
started
concept
that word.
Came before the chicks.
Also, I felt that Dixie Chicks shortening their names to the Chicks, they're kind of missing the point a little bit, aren't they?
Why? They
don't because it's be degrading so... to be called Chicks
well,
as
they
a
don't,
woman.
No, no, they're we're taking our power
they're
back.
Taking the word.
But they said it in the first place.
What?
They named their...
The band the Dixie Chicks.
They named their band the Dixie Chicks. And then they're taking Dixie because they don't want to be associated with Dixie anymore.
Yeah.
The South.
Oh. Okay.
So now they're just the Chicks, but it was always Chicks.
Okay. I want to honor this guy. Well, Dixie Cups had jokes on them, right? Or riddles?
That's Snapple.
What's yours?
I think that was Snapple.
But they also
Snapple.
Have one Dixie.
You're showing your generation, sir. You're showing your age.
Matt, do you, know,
young.
Do you not know the difference between a disposable cup and a bottle of Snapple?
No, I would like to stick up for you real quick, and this guy keeps saying we're wrong and we're not. No. No, Dixie Cups had the jokes on them.
Yeah.
They had like, they were like
he
for
said
kids.
Snapple.
Those do too. Caps. They can both, we
those
can
are
hold,
facts.
We can hold two truths.
There's, yes. There are Snapple facts.
Snapple
there
facts.
Are Dixie jokes.
Okay, oh fuck, I'm worried.
Why, what's going on?
It's my first time doing stand-up tonight, and I don't have any material.
Stay right there.
What?
I got something. Give me these cups.
These are my props.
What are you doing? I'm a prop comic.
No, no, somebody else is going first, and it's their first time.
Are you fucking kidding me? Now I'm going to get fucked? Someone's going to go up and bomb before me?
They're going to be great. Because there's jokes on the bottom.
I just got called out.
Go.
Where are they?
They're on the bottom.
On the bottom.
It's something
okay.
about Snoopy. Go.
Okay, I got to pretend. How are you folks doing? Yeah. So, a few jokes. Let's see what's going on today. Why did the robber take a bath? To get a clean getaway.
You're failing. You gotta get a Snapple bottle. Give me your Snapple bottle.
Stop! Why did you sort of
give me your Snapple bottle?
Yeah, I left my.
Here, the Snapple bottle. This is even better.
I don't know what
it's
it means.
A
Snapple bottle.
It's a fact.
It's facts inside the cap.
This is a Snapple bottle. That's a fact.
Look inside.
Oh, my fortune
this
cookies.
Is a prop.
Just line up my fortune cookies for my big final prop.
Get
more
the cabin
fortune
in the
cookies front. Here and my fortune cookies. Perfect.
Dixie means the South. That worked. I don't know why. A fact got him going.
You need something else. Give me the fortune cookies.
You knocked them over.
Crunch.
If you say something nice to someone today, it'll be good for you. 7, 9, 11, 14, 8. That's my time, folks.
Hi, I was going to show you this really incredible telescope that I built out of Dixie Cups.
That fuck was, that! Tell us facts and called... stuff!
Fine!
Why is it called Dixie?
I don't know, but I'm sure it's something weird and racist. Well, did you know there's a difference between the Balkans and the Baltics? No, you don't like that?
That's
you
all know. It said? That doesn't answer the question?
I'm not gonna answer the question, because I was supposed to have a bulletproof vest made out of fortune cookies, and it was a really fun visual pun. But this open mic guy fucked me by using my props in an inappropriate way.
What was the joke of that? The fortune cookie vest, what was that gonna be? What was the pun? What was it gonna be? I can picture it.
Yeah, go ahead and do the pun about the fortune cookie vest.
It was called a fortune vest.
Hooray!
So I want to talk to you about our band name.
Yeah. I thought we settled on
No,
it.
No, no, I mean,
the
I just
Beatles,
feel
The Beatles, but spell it
no.
T's.
I want to change. I want to change what we've been going as, like what we have
what?
Thought of it.
What?
I just feel like Stupid Horrors is, it's just like not saying what we want to be saying. You know what I mean?
I think it says multiple things.
Yeah, but it's like not who we are.
Stupid Horrors.
Yeah, I know. But like, I just think people think we're Stupid Horrors because we called ourselves that.
How about Bunch of Stupid Horrors?
No, I just want to simplify. I just want to empower ourselves. So I'm just going to call it Stupid. Just take
you
away Horrors. I think Horrors is
just,
short.
We're just stupid?
I think Horrors is just making us look bad. But Stupid is like, we are.
So we're going to go out there and go, and people, we have
we have
big
so
fans,
many fans. So many.
And they're going to be going...
Stupid. No.
Stupid Horrors. And we come out and just go, we're just stupid.
Yeah. Can you imagine the impact?
They're going to be going, no, you're whores, too.
No. It, the impact of taking back our sexuality, but not our minds.
Couldn't we be dumb sluts?
No. I'm not a dumb slut. I'm a great slut.
You mean a smart slut?
No, I did not say smart. I'm great at being a slut.
I will give you that. Stupid.
So we're just going to go out there.
Stupid.
Just stupid.
Not the stupid.
No,
the stupid.
Stupid.
I just don't know how that flows. Will you do the intro
tonight?
Yeah,
sure.
We go out?
Of course.
Okay, we cut to that night.
Ow! Ow!
We cut to after the show. What the fuck? He ran right into me. We've done that 100 times. I was carrying a guitar.
I was carrying a whole jug of water.
Why?
I thought we might get thirsty.
Ow, we injured ourselves, so we forgot to introduce the band
name.
Okay,
we're gonna have to do it again.
And they just called us whores.
All right, let's just do it again. Let's
okay, the next night.
They couldn't do it last night, folks, but they're here today, and they're going to be playing, so we're glad we got you all here. Let me please introduce, they're a great group, great team, wonderful kids, they're some of the best. Please welcome the Stupid Horrors!
No! No! No!
What is it?
No!
What the hell are you two doing? Cut it out. Play some music. Play some music for the kids.
Ow, you ran into me.
Oh, ow.
Okay.
You're so stupid.
Yes. And that's why we're naming ourselves.
Oh, it did work out.
It did work out.
We shouldn't have had this epiphany on television, though.
So, we're stupid. We forgot our instruments.
Horse.
We're no longer whores, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, but I can still do this. Let's go to the way back, which I can't even see, but let's get a word from the way back.
Dentist,
that's a good one. I haven't
dentist.
Been there in a while. You guys have a good dentist story?
I'm sure I do.
I mean, I go to the dentist. I'll admit that I don't take care of my teeth. I'm really bad. Like, I'm bad at it. John even joked about during the pandemic, there were definitely times where I was like, fuck it, I'll brush in 2 days. Like, I didn't give a shit. And that's bad,
just
but I'm admitting it. Just during the pandemic.
During
before I was perfect. But here's the thing is, when you have teeth that for some reason, my teeth and gums just are fine. And my wife has like, she like flosses every night, brushes morning, noon, and night, the whole thing. And I do the tongue scrape and the electric thing and all that, but like, I'm not. I flossing is happening once in a while, and I'm like, it's a bloody mess. And then I'm like, fuck this. And but the best is we go to the dentist, and every time I go in, and I do like the power brush the night before and the power brush in the morning, and I'm like, all right, I got him fooled. And I get in there, And they do like the gum density test, and they're like 4, 4, 3, 4, 4. 4 or 3 are good. 4, 4, 3, 4. Well, maybe a 2, 4, 3, 4, 4. They're like, hey, this is great. Gums are great. Then they do the cleaning. They go, you're no cavities. Your teeth are beautiful. Me and my wife comes out like 2 hours later. She's like, I've got to get 4 cavities filled. She's Mrs. Roper. She's like, I have to get 4 cavities filled. They told me I'm not doing enough. And I'm like, I got a perfect fucking, like, I'm fine. And everyone in my family, like both my grandparents, I think about it now and realize, I think my grandparents, like, didn't have great teeth, but I think they made a decision, a denture decision, where they just went, pull them all out and put dentures in. And I think older people used to do this. Like, they just were like 60 and they're like, fuck it, rack them out and put fake ones in there. And you're like, why? What the fuck were you doing? Because I don't feel like I know as many people who are older who are like denture wearers the way my, like, grandparents were like full-blown Martha Ray fucking denture people, right? You guys connect with what I'm talking about. So anyway, I do sort of love that I go to the dentist and like baffle him with my bad dental care and yet fine teeth. But but I feel like everybody has that thing that you go through knowing you should do, like knowing you should, you know, handle your shit, like soda. Like I used to drink soda all the time. I don't have soda at all. Very rarely I'll have like a soda. But there was a period where like the idea of not having soda was like cutting off like my legs and arms. And like the idea I couldn't have a soda with a burger or a soda. And there's like soda foods, you know, like Cheez-Its and Coke. For some reasons, Cheez-Its and Coca-Cola are just the perfect combination. All right,
here's your cheeseburger and large fries.
Great.
And sorry, sir, our soda machine went on the fritz earlier today, so we don't have any of the sodas today. But we can get you a water. Can you get a water?
No, I don't want a fucking water.
Whoa.
I don't want a water.
Hey.
Fix your soda machine. Call a guy and get him in here now. I don't have time to go to a 7-Eleven or go to a Mr. Pibb dispensary.
Mr. Pibb?
Yeah, that's what I wanted was Mr. Pibb.
I know who you are now. You're the guy that drinks all our Mr. Pibb.
Yeah, I am.
You're the only one who knows Mr. Pibb.
I love Mr. Pibb. He's a crown of the Northwest. And I'll tell you something else.
Yeah, and you're the guy that's always like, when are you going to get the mellow yellow in?
Yeah, when are you going to get this? Oh. You read me. Yeah, hot burger in the face doesn't feel so good, huh? Take this. Put this on your face. I'm a burn unit surgeon. Put it on your face. It's the only reason I did it, because I know I can heal you real quick. Put it on your face. By the way, I'm a sovereign citizen, just so you know. That's why I'm not wearing a mask, okay? A sovereign citizen. I'm also disabled because I don't like masks. That makes me disabled. All right? So I'm disabled, I'm a sovereign citizen, I want some fucking soda. Now! You want me to go?
What am I supposed to do? I don't repair soda machines, okay? He's not coming till tomorrow.
What do you get, $15 an hour and a college education? Okay, fix the soda machine.
I can get the Mr. Pibb. I got the Mr. Pibb syrup jug.
Perfect. Okay, that's not how this works.
I'm gonna try to hand make it.
Oh, okay.
It must just be syrup and water.
No, it's soda water at minimum. It can't just be flat water. Soda, in its nature, is bubbly because of soda water.
Hey, you're very angry.
You know what? I just treated that bus full of kids who went up in flames on I-65. So yeah, I'm having a bad day. You know what it's like?
That was you?
Yeah, that was me. Peeling skin off 7-year-olds and grafting shit all fucking day. It's like you at the burger place, but I'm saving lives.
You do deserve your Mr. Pibb.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, I'm very worked up, but I take a lot of Adderall in order to do the surgeries that I do.
I'm just gonna let you. No one else drinks Mr. Pibb that comes in here.
Huh?
I'm just gonna let you take the whole syrup jug yourself, okay?
Oh, wonderful. So, what am I supposed to do? Take a syrup jug that doesn't have an access point because the tips are over there. Oh, yes.
Mr. Gimlin, can I talk to you for a second?
Of course.
Have you been brushing your teeth?
I have a toothbrush, of course, in my possession, and...
Because can I tell you what it looks like? Yeah. Looks like you haven't brushed in, I want to say, 3 years, and then took a... some sort of steam cleaner and brushed your mouth last night and then came to the dentist and told me you brush 2 times a day and floss 3. And I don't think that's true.
True. I didn't brush for 3 years and yesterday I put hay and grass on my teeth and I used a garden hose and I sprayed and I put some gravel and sand and I sprayed more with a garden hose and I thought it would wash it all away, but the sand and the gravel just got stuck in between my teeth and I choked on it and I was choking and coughing and I was drowning and I was lying there and I was vomiting too, and then the vomit, I passed out and the vomit just stayed on my teeth and that stomach acid sort of eroded my teeth even more, and then I woke up late. I woke up and, oh God, I slept through the alarm out here in the backyard and I got in the car. That's why I'm just soaking wet and I'm just covered in clippings, and then I got here as soon as I could, but I didn't have time to clean up at all.
Why did you put gravel and grass in there? Because that just makes it hard, because there was already an excess of shit.
No.
And then there was gravel.
I know.
And hay.
I know. I didn't know back then. I thought it would abrade all the plaque and the tartar and scrape it off. 3 years ago.
But why did you come in here? Because you know what?
I had an appointment.
No, I... Yes, you did. You did have an appointment. But when I said to you when you came in, anything that you're in here for, you know, anything of concern, and you said, no. I'm gonna ace this shit. And what I wanna know is, why couldn't you have just been honest? Because when I opened your mouth, a moth flew out. And that was the first hint. That was the red flag. And now it's just filled. Your mouth is filled with debris and cavities and blood. And just...
Dentist?
My name is Dr. Dentist.
You're salting the wound. I feel I've been honest with you.
No!
And contrite. I've been forthright. Not at first.
I had to bring in totally new machinery. I had to bring in a sandblaster.
That's what I thought I was gonna be...
Okay, everyone, have a seat. You're almost graduating from dentist school. We're very close. We're to gum density today. We're going to be talking about how to judge gum density, okay? As you can see, I put a mannequin on that chair right there with mouth open.
Oh.
And I just need you guys have been studying your gum density. Just need you to go up there, give it a quick gum density read for me. Who wants to go first? Okay, Anthony, go ahead. Go up there. Give me...
Okay.
Pick out 5 teeth on the bottom. And just give me a quick gum density read. Quick.
Okay. One, two, two, one.
No, done. He's bad. Sit down. Sit down. What? Who can tell me what he did wrong, first off?
Well, he got... He almost French kissed the man.
Yeah. You can't stick your head in someone's mouth like it's like you're opening up a car hood.
His posture was menacing.
I thought it was he was acting like a lion tamer.
Yeah. Did you notice you had your leg draped over the mannequin's torso?
I mean, it's a mannequin.
It was crazy. But it's gonna be real someday. It's gonna be real someday.
But
this would be bad.
Whoa! Whoa!
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you see it. Now you see
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, okay.
Anytime a teacher stands on a chair, it's inspiration.
I know! Whoa!
Not yet, not yet.
Watch it!
Who would like to do a try? John? Give me seven upper teeth. Quick gum density read. Very nice. Oh.
One, two, two, three, two, one.
Almost. The form was good, but everything else is terrible. Yes, Danielle. Sit down.
I've never been to a dentist that holds my head while he counts my teeth. That was real creepy.
I didn't
creepy.
Have a huge problem with that.
No, that was super creepy. Yeah.
That was a little creepy, that but really I assumed creepy. There'd be a, something there.
But there wasn't.
Something
but,
there.
You, but there wasn't. But there,
he
but knew. There wasn't.
And he knew. He wasn't. Knew. I didn't know you couldn't treat the dummy like a dummy. He knew, and he did that.
That's okay. Who can remember the gum density readings that John gave?
He said 1, 2, 1, 1, 2.
Exactly.
No, there was a 3 in there.
I was focused on the 1s and the 2s because that's terrible gum density and you said it like it was no problem. A dentist who sees a 1 isn't going to just go 1, 1, 2. You might say 3 or 4 with that kind of attitude. 3, 4.
Yeah.
But 1 or 2, you have to show an attitude that something wrong is happening. A doctor wouldn't go, oh, cancer. You go, oh, cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He'd have some emotion about
cancer!
It.
Cancer!
We go, you have cancer. You go, you have cancer!
Yeah.
A good doctor will really let you know the fear. You have cancer! Do you want to try now?
Yes, please.
Remember, it's a dummy.
Give me 3 teeth on the bottom, 4 teeth on the top. Quick. She's a woman.
Four. Good job. 5. Hey, 5. There. 1, you bitch. 2, you fucked up. 5. Hey, girl. 4. Better. 0.
Oh. See, she's knocking out the teeth to get dentures in there. Very good. All right, let's get a new word. I'm going to go back here so I can see. Advertising.
Advertising? I used to do these things called industrials, where they would have, like, comedians come and go to, like, a huge convention hall and make their, like, razors or... pharmaceuticals, like, funny for, like, a bunch of drunk 30-year-olds that were just, like, fucking in their rooms and then, like, would come to learn about the products. It was, like, the first... They were, like, away from their families and they were, like, rah! Like, they would just go fucking crazy. And also, so I had to be dressed... It was for this... I want to say it was, like, Prilosec. Is that a drug? Yes. Yeah, it's, like, an indigestion or something. I think it's been taken off the market because it might have caused internal bleeding. But but I was advertising for it. And I had to be dressed as a muscle. And I had a huge costume on. And I had to make my way through, like, the pharmaceutical reps as I walked through. And they were, like, pushing me and, like, drunkenly being like, hey, baby. I just remember feeling so scared in this muscle costume and being like, I'm a little girl. Leave me alone. But I remember we had to sing this song to Mambo Number 5, I think it was. It was like, a little bit of Prilosec in your life. And the woman who was like running the industrial comes up and she's like, you guys, I have great news. Because I was dressed as a muscle, someone else was like a stomach, someone was like an earlobe or something, I don't know what. We were all like different things. And she's like, I have great news. And I was like, oh my God, we're gonna get like free drinks or like, we're gonna like get to go to the spa or something. Like I just thought, because we're at like this resort in Orlando where these things happen. And she's like, oh, you get to wear bells on your hands. Like, excuse me? She's like, we get to sing, we got bells on your hands. I was like, that's the worst news I've ever heard.
We're so excited. We are so excited to have you guys here today, okay? Because, you know, a lot of people think, hey, Raytheon, they build killing machines. But, you know, we do a lot more. Like, we've diversified the types of killing machines we make, okay. And also we've outsourced a lot of that. And so this company event is really exciting for us.
Okay.
And you guys are some of the best I know. I've heard that you're some of the best.
I've dressed up as different things, I've done a lot of earlobe work.
Oh, good.
I've been an earlobe.
Well,
it's not just killing, it's maiming too.
Yeah, maiming.
Radiation poisoning.
Yes, radiation poisoning, sickness, biohazard sickness.
Mental anguish.
Yeah, yes.
This is all good, what you're telling me. Okay.
Well, I mean, for
it's
us,
exciting.
It's exciting.
Okay, exciting.
Our technology is...
So what am I dressed up as for this?
Oh, let me get it for you. So we have a couple of costumes.
Okay.
So the first one is...
Like an earlobe, maybe?
No, well, it's the part of a throat. It's a ripped out throat.
Okay? A trachea.
Sorry, trachea. Oh. Richard.
It's a ragged trachea that
is the result of one of our missiles.
So, really? A missile rips out a trachea?
Well, it rips out everything.
Not,
but
you know,
the
no,
trachea is always...
Is that a problem legally? We don't want to say that the
You're
missiles
right.
will rip out tracheas
okay.
reliably every
no,
time.
No, so why don't we just say that it's a random trachea. It's just a random part.
It's
we'll call
just
it random
a
part.
Random trachea.
Random trachea.
Does that sound
can
good?
Can you remember that? Can you remember random trachea?
I can remember random trachea. Okay. I don't know how to act it.
What am I supposed to
be saying to people when I'm walking around?
You say hi.
So you've come to me learn how to act like a trachea.
Yeah. Why do you never look at me?
What?
You never look at me in class.
If I look at you, I will think you're something beside a trachea, and I cannot do that. That is how you act. You have to be the trachea. I do lots of pharmaceutical acting workshops.
I know. You taught me. You're not looking at me, but if you remember, you taught me how to be an earlobe. Left and right.
Your voice sounds familiar.
Thank you, I think.
Now it's time to trachea. I don't know if you have it in you. Pharmaceutical acting is very specific. No.
This is actually... I didn't even hear what the name of the company was, but I think they make like weapons and stuff.
Oh, good.
So it's not a pharmaceutical company.
Okay, well then you've come to the right place because I do weapons acting.
Okay, I think I'm a victim of a weapon. And at first I was just a ripped out trachea, and then they got really upset and said
don't say that. Shh. They'll know.
Huh?
They'll know if you say it. You're just a random trachea.
Yeah, I'm a random trachea.
Okay, now show me what you've got. But don't show me.
That's the thing. You never look at me when I show
don't
you.
Don't show me what you've got.
Can we come in, please?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm just applying the blood, okay.
We,
oh my God, where's Matt?
Where's Matt? Where's Matt? There's just a random trachea.
Just a random trachea.
Can I ask you guys something? I thought there were going to be a lot of people here doing this, and am I the only person? It's just one random trachea.
You're the only person, and we're the only two clients. You'll be performing a random trachea for us in an empty hotel ballroom that seats 400.
Because the missiles are so good, they just vaporize everybody,
exactly.
except maybe one random trachea.
This is an internal team building exercise we do for each other.
Just you two.
Yep, just us.
We cut to an hour later in the giant ballroom. They're like across the ballroom.
You really fucked me good in the hotel room.
I know.
I almost snotted out my nose on that one. There used to be a section. Oh, there is still. It's like there used to be a section over here. And I'm getting my close-up right now. Okay, so let's get a word from you guys over here.
Telepathy,
I think is what I heard. Telepathy.
Oh, I,
You cannot do it.
Stop, John! Put me down!
Telepathy is when you can read someone's mind.
Oh,
yeah,
exactly.
You're talking about telekinesis.
That's
I guess I'm talking more about telekinesis, but we had a, when my son was, my younger son was maybe like five, we got this present, maybe for like Christmas or something. Somebody gave us like this magic trick that's a screw and a nut, like a nut and bolt that screws on. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Don't be cool. I'm fine.
And it's
everybody, show your clear cards now. Everyone, show your clear.
No, it's fine. I have COVID. It's fine.
And it was a special thing that had like a battery in it and like, but it looked like a real metal bolt and screw. And if you like activated it in a certain way, it would like vibrate ever so slightly so that the screw would, the bolt would unscrew by itself. So I was showing it to him and like, you know, if you do this and like, it looks like you're making the thing come off. And I was like, you try it. And he like pointed at it and I did it and he was like, oh. And then I was sort of like looking at something, fixated on something else. He was sitting next to me and I look over at him and he's looking at me going, pointed at my head going. I was like, what are you trying to do to me? He thought he could take his new power and somehow like unscrew my brain. And he revealed himself to me.
So the purposes of these tests are to determine what, if any, psychic powers you have. Now, the study began almost 20 years ago at Yale. It's a very serious, sober study. I want to remind you of that. We don't take kindly to hucksters, tricksters, magicians, people of that ilk. So if you are coming in here and claiming you have a telekinetic or telepathic ability, a psychic capacity, we expect you to at least do your best to show us. And if you in any way try to perform trickery of any kind, we will involve the authorities.
I don't even know why I came in here now. Because I know I have the power. Why are you being so hard on me?
No, I'm not. Oh, no. That's just a serious speech that we have to give at the top. It's really to scare anybody who's trying to fool us and waste our time. If you're serious about this power.
I will say I'm serious. I don't know the difference between telepathy and telekinesis.
Oh.
But I know I can do one of them.
You know, that's actually even better because we'll really know if you can do it because the fact that you don't know which one you're doing is very good for us.
Yeah.
Marcy, will you please make sure to record this one?
I'm already recording.
I'm gonna put the board up.
Okay.
I have a series of objects behind this board.
Okay.
I'm also imagining an animal. So, I guess have at it.
Okay. I'm gonna try to move the animal that you are imagining with my brain.
Marcy, did you get that? Marcy, did you see the hippo move?
You know, when I said—
Marcy!
When I said I was recording, I was actually not recording.
Are you kidding? Oh my God, that was amazing.
You're imagining a hippo and I made it move?
And you made it move in the water. Hold on, I want you to see my face. Whoa! I've been doing this for 20 years! This has never happened.
I told you
I can do it telepathy.
Shit!
I gotta get Dr. Brunn in here. Dr. Brunn, could you please come in here?
I love his soda.
I'm doing something right now. What do you need?
I just witnessed our first telepathnesis that's been recorded by me. Marcy fucked up again and didn't push record.
Marcy fucked up. She was probably recording before and then she stopped it when she meant to record.
Marcy, were you recording actually before and then press stop?
Maybe.
Are you recording now?
Yes.
Don't touch the machine. Could you please come in? Watch.
What is it? Sorry.
This is a gentleman.
Cheeto dust.
Oh.
Hi. I'm Dr. Brimson.
Don't shake his hand.
I'm imagining myself shaking your hand.
Wow! Wow, it's scary! Oh, no!
I do feel greeted.
You see? Do you see?
Oh, nosebleed.
Oh, I did it too hard.
Here, take some Kleenex. Oh. Do you understand what this means? The capabilities, the applications that
I'm
we could
recording.
Do? Thank you, Marcy.
But just this part?
Huh?
Yes.
Don't you worry about that. Let us handle the technical stuff.
I have stopped recording and now I'm recording.
We need to do a test, something that's foolproof. He imagined my hippo moving in the water. He greeted you with his mind. But we need to do something together that can concretely prove this and justify the $20 billion in funding that we've gotten from the government for this program.
Okay.
Haven't I passed the test?
Hold on.
Yes.
Aren't you going to tell
me? No,
not yet.
I have an animal over here in this part of my brain.
Yep.
You need to run that guy over here into his brain all the way over to the other side, okay?
The proof will be when he knows what animal is running into his brain. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. But I'm not going to tell him what my animal is.
Let me put the board up.
That doesn't do anything.
What did
you
say?
The board.
What did you say?
I said it doesn't do anything.
The board is part of the control on the test.
I thought just if you're hiding something there.
Okay, just leave the board.
My animal's still sitting next to my left ear.
I don't see anything. I don't feel anything.
It's migrating over towards the right side of my brain. Slithering.
Ooh. Oh, something's in there on the left side of my...
Oh, last bit's going out.
Yeah. Whoa, boy, whoa. I mean, stop, snake, stop. And it's arrived in the stable at the right side of my head. why is there cum on the back of this board?
Oh, dear. We're still as immature as we were 2 years ago. I don't think I've seen this area. Give me a word up here.
TurboTax.
Say that slower.
TurboTax.
That made some people angry. Oh. So that's the quick way to do your taxes, right? TurboTax.
Quickest
way. That sounds like an ad, right?
The quickest way is what?
Quickest way is just don't pay them. Worked for me for 10 years.
Did you ever get in trouble for not doing your taxes?
Absolutely. I didn't pay taxes for 10 years because I hit a point where, all right. I was very bad financially for most of my life, to the degree where at a certain point I was on something called the check system red flag, where I could not even open a banking account, a checking. I could not have credit. I was purely check cashing places or cash. That's the only way I existed. And when I left Los Angeles and left a pretty major drug problem behind, which obviously contributed to the financial problems. Oh, I mean, I still did some drugs, just I left the big ones behind.
Your drug problem just got a clap.
Oh, they got a call. Thank you, thank you.
That is your drug problem.
So the long and the short is that I slowly rebuilt everything. But in the course of that, I had a lot of debt, obviously. I paid off all that debt, and I would ignore my taxes. I was a waiter, so most of my money was off the books. So when I started to do legitimate work, I would just claim the biggest deduction to take the most money, and I would just never file. I just would never file. I just ignored it. And I knew, like, because I started getting notices from the IRS, then, like, hey, man, you, like, owe us for a lot of taxes. And I was like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Plus, I started to get 1099s from, like, corporate gigs and stuff, and I was just ignoring it, not reporting it, nothing. And I think I did the most brilliant thing ever, which is I somehow just worked hard enough to get my career to the point where I sold a TV show and then made enough money to just contact the IRS and go, let me pay you back right now everything I owe you, and then we're square, right? And they went, sure.
Really?
And I used an accountant, and the accountant, they figured out what I owed. They found all the ways to cut some of the money I owed, and I made this the president show. Most of that money that I made just back paid for the 10 years that I had not paid taxes. So I actually didn't make a lot of money off the show. I sort of just paid back my life that I had borrowed against for the 10 years to do comedy. And it was fully worth it. Fully worth it.
Is it the door?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if it was the door.
Hi, I'm John Smith from the IRS.
Oh, hi.
Don't give me that. You have no respect for me.
No, I'm...
Come on, Tony. Just sit. He's home. We both work for the IRS.
Yeah, we both work with Tony Jones.
John Smith, Tony Jones.
You gonna let us in or what?
Yes, I just have a,
You don't know what the IRS is, right? You don't even know we are, probably.
We'll be right with you. We just have to check on our food.
We just have food.
We just have some food.
That's a nice looking braided belt, sir. That's a very nice braided belt. You declare that belt? You declare that belt, sir?
We're taking that belt, sir.
We'll put you right there.
Wait, no.
Oh, these are some nice New Balance shoes right here, my friend.
No, that was a joke. These are brand new, Tony.
This would make a nice choker, you know, out for a night with the wife.
What?
You know, we take your wife out, choke her a little bit.
Oh, I thought you meant she'd be wearing a nice jacket.
Yeah, that's
you
what
joker?
I meant. That's,
oh,
what,
okay,
I meant. That's what I meant.
I
nice
rest.
Little joker like that.
I'm going to say something, and I'm going to say it right here and now. I don't believe you're from the IRS.
You don't think the IRS comes and takes
no,
cool
I
stuff
do.
From people?
I don't think they take off belts and shoes. And I don't think their name, Tony Jones and John Smith.
All right. Should have come up with better names. We had
my name
minutes.
Is Chris Jones.
Yeah, and my name is Tony Stark. Yes.
Wait, you're Iron Man?
Uh-huh.
Is that your actual name, Iron Man? Did your parents name you that?
Yeah. Yeah, from a baby naming book.
I'm Wonder Woman.
Get the fuck out!
That's our show, folks! Anthony John Danielle! And Matt! Guys, it's the first time we've been on stage in 2 years. This has been a real...
Yeah. Thank you.
It's been really fun to do this. Thank you.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Britt Morris and Amelia Chapelo. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code Estates for a 1 month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.